Direct from San Diego, it's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2014. The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
For the latest technology news and accessibility information on cell phones, mainstream and access technology, personal medical devices, office equipment, digital audio players, and web-based and app technologies, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's monthly technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's Chansey Fleet.
Hi, I'm here with Lou and Jason at the Job Accommodation Network at West Virginia University. Would you like to kind of introduce what your service does?
Sure. The Job Accommodation Network is a free, confidential consulting service, and we provide guidance and coaching on worksite accommodations, assistive technology, Title I of the ADA, which is the employment title, as well as we talk to people about self-employment options for people with disabilities.
And I understand that this year you have a new web chat option.
Yeah, you can pull up our website. It's www.askjan.org.
So that's A-S-K and then J-A-N, standing for Job Accommodation Network.
And the link to that web chat is right on our homepage. You can click on it and you'll have a fully accessible chat with one of our consultants. Maybe if you're not comfortable calling, you can just use that chat feature and you get to one of our consultants and be able to discuss your situation right there with one of them.
And what hours can they find you on live chat?
It'll be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday.
Okay, wonderful. Now, if somebody did wish to call and speak to someone, what would be the best
Sure. Then what they do is they call 800-526-7234. Or TTY 877-781-9403, and you get a program assistant, and the program assistant will ask you what kind of disability or chronic health condition you're dealing with, and then you'll go to one of our teams. We have a sensory team, a cognitive team, a psychiatric team, and a motor team, and you'll be directed to one of those professionals. Everybody's, all the counselors, all the consultants are at master's level or PhD level. And they'll start and just talk to you about what the situation you're in and what you need to do in order to move forward with employment. So say, for instance, often people will call about disclosure. And they'll do an interview over the phone with an employer. And then they realize that, okay, the employer's going to move them to the next step. So they need an accommodation. So they're not sure how to ask for that accommodation or how to negotiate the accommodation. So oftentimes that's what we'll do. We'll talk to people about disclosure, talk to them about submitting a request for an accommodation, and talk to them about what kind of accommodations they think will work for them for that interview.
So I'm wondering, you're at West Virginia State University, correct?
West Virginia University, yeah.
And so where does the Job Accommodation Network sponsorship come from, and how long has it been around?
Sure, since 1983. We've been sponsored by the Department of Labor. It's a grant-funded, five-year grant-funded program, and it's a national service. So, and that's what enables us to provide all the services for free, both our consultation services as well as our training services.
And how many people do you have on staff?
We have 13 consultants, and then a few IT staff, a few administrative people, and about six program assistants who receive the calls. In all, it's a staff of about 27.
Okay. And do you really just advise on policy matters, or do you also serve as kind of a clearinghouse to talk to people about what kind of accommodations could be practical in different fields?
I think our primary role really is practical solutions, practical accommodations. That's our core service. The policy part that we do really is that we look at the calls that we receive, see what's happening in terms of accommodations for people with disabilities, as well as the employer side, and we do provide some guidance in terms of policy at the national level. But primarily, our job really is to work one-on-one with people to find practical solutions in industries, in whatever setting that they're in, so that they can be successful in their job. So when you look at our website, for instance, we have 220 publications, everything from accommodating arthritis to wheelchair use, and we even have an industry sector publications as well. So if you're looking for the healthcare field, You're looking for specific accommodations that we often suggest and find that we that work in the healthcare setting, then you can go to one of our industry pubs.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Blind Bargains is your home for the latest assistive technology news and reviews. Visit us at blindbargains.com or follow Blind Bargains on Twitter for the inside scoop.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.